News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Center there. On the news line with us now, we're glad to talk again to Lori Weintraub, or Weinreb Welch. She's a food, family, and health educator in the food and family health team at Penn State Extension, serves in Lycoming and Clinton County, and helps with their LIFT program and other programs. Lori, thank you so much for calling in. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastically. I just think this
Thanks
is...
Thanks for having me this morning.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah, this has got to be brought up and talked about. The LIFT program through Penn State stands for the Lifelong Improvements Through Fitness Together. So it's a fairly comprehensive program. So tell us about LIFT and how it works and where participants can go and so on.
Great. This program has been in Penn State. We strong women growing stronger, and the name kind of made it only people only thought it was for women, but we did have men in the class. So in around 2019, we adopted a program, like you said, called LIFT, which it stands for Lifelong Improvements Through Fitness Together. It is a strength training program. It is for both men and women. We thought the name was a little bit more inclusive. It is a 8-week in-person strength training program. It's led by qualified instructors. Some of them are extension educators like myself. Some of them are people who we have trained. It's a great program. What I like about LIFT the best is our classes are held in the community. I think sometimes older adults feel a little intimidated by going to the gym, tend to be some younger people. This class is for 40 and older, which again is not really an older adult, but obviously it's not for the younger generation, except, again, we've had people younger as old. Any age can do it, but typically our audience tends to be a little bit on the older side. But we do the classes in the community. I know you mentioned I cover Lycoming and Clinton County. The Lycoming County class is held at the Extension office in our conference room. The Clinton County class I have is held at the charter school. A lot of our sites are in the communities, churches, fire halls. So we come to the people, so the people don't have to come to us, which is nice. And it's an 8-week program. It is to build strength training, and that's why we target 40 and older. As we get a little bit older, our bones get a little bit weak, our muscle mass starts to deteriorate. But again, we've had younger people. I know in the past, I think our oldest participant, we had somebody who was 87. There's lots of benefits to strength training. It improves your muscle mass, strength, flexibility. It can help with bone density. As we get older, our risk for osteoporosis and other fractures is up there. Strength training can help reduce that risk. And just having physical activity can also reduce your risk for diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, obesity, and even improve our mood. Research shows that a lot of physical activity, including strength training, can help our mood and help fight off depression. It also improves our self-confidence. People who do physical exercise on a regular basis sleep better, and we just feel a little bit better.
In Snyder, Union, or Northumberland counties, where could there be classes?
We are in the process. Again, the best way to do is check our website or call the local extension office. They're varied across the state. So again, some places, I don't cover that area, but there are a few classes, and again, they run for about 8 weeks. They typically run 2 to 3 times a year. Again, the best is check our website, and again, my information is on our website with Penn State Extension. So if you're looking for a class and haven't been able to find it, we could easily locate one. But like I said, the good thing is that they are in the community, and we try to go to where the people are. And the program, again, it could be for anybody. Again, strength training is a very concentrated effort. The exercises are very slow. We usually have a nice warm-up. We usually run about 8 to 12 strength training exercises, and that promotes body awareness, again, positioning. It does help with flexibility and posture. Again, this is not aerobics. We do encourage aerobic activity, but this is strength training to just build that muscle mass and help improve bone density. And then there's a cool down. There's a great social component of it because it is a strength training exercise program, and the movements are very concentrated. Most people aren't winded, so you can carry on a conversation. And what we find is, because it meets twice a week for about an hour, the people in the groups have great relationships. And again, it's strength training. And what we're finding is on the other days, they're doing the cardiovascular, they're starting walking groups because you're feeling stronger and feeling better, that they're improving the other exercises. So maybe you're non-exerciser, you know, haven't done it for a long time. This LIFT program will help you feel better, help you feel stronger, and in turn, people are starting to do cardiovascular activity, which is very important to overall health as well. So,
now, I have a health insurance that helps pay for my YMCA membership. Is this comparable, where some health insurances will help pay for this?
Yep, because it is a research-based program and is proven effective. LIFT is actually was developed from Virginia Tech University. We partnered with them to modify the program to fit the needs here in Pennsylvania. So it really depends on your insurance. A lot of times, depending, we can provide the documentation. A lot of times, they will cover it. The class is fairly reasonable. The eight-week section is $60. So that's twice a week for 8 weeks. So that's 16 classes for $60. We do offer scholarships for people that are unable to afford. There are some income guidelines. But we want to, like I said, bring this to the people, and the people who need it, we want to make sure they're able to afford it. So we do have some scholarships and financial assistance available for those who qualify, because, like I said, this is a great program, and we want the people. And we know the people, sometimes the memberships can be expensive. So, you know, Penn State wants to help out with that.
Now, you said this is research-based. Is there any research that derives from the classes? Will we be studied also by either Extension or Penn State researchers if we're in the class?
What we do is we do a fitness assessment at the beginning of the class. We measure your strength and flexibility. And again, it's totally optional. You know, you don't have to participate. But I think a lot of people, especially new people, really find it beneficial. I have been an instructor for many years, and I'll tell you, every single person in my class has gained in strength and flexibility at some point. So I think we do a pre- and post-fitness assessment, and again, it's voluntary, but we like to collect that information, and I think at the end of the eight-week session, people can't believe how much their flexibility and strength has improved. We also do a pre- and post-test, again, totally voluntary, and it's anonymous, it's coded, so no. But we like to keep track of the data to prove it's effective, and that's, you know, like I said, your name is never put with the data, but it's a pre- and post-test. You know, what did you like about the program? You know, and like I said, the fitness assessment, I think, is far the best information. So Penn State does collect data, but again, it is totally voluntary if you just want to take the class, to take the class and not participate. But we encourage people because, like I said, if we can prove that it's effective, then that helps us to be able to continue the program, give us a reason to justify the program in the community.
All right. What kind of paperwork do you have to do to get into the class? I know you often will submit your weight and height and those kinds of things. Is that the kind of stuff you'll fill out to get started?
Usually you'll register for the class, and in the first class, the instructor will have a packet. It's name information, emergency contact information. We like to have that in case something does happen in the class and we need to call, you know, somebody. We also do something called a PAR-Q. It is a standard in the industry, basically what your overall health is. It is self-reported. Just lets the instructor know if there's any health concerns. And then we also have a medical checklist. So if you have, maybe, say, example, you had a knee replacement and you cannot do certain exercises, it lets the instructor know that this exercise may not be good because of the knee, but we also have modifications. So, again, all the paperwork is voluntary, but the more information participants give us, the more we can tailor the class. So the instructors are trained on a series of 8 to 12 core exercises, but if someone has a bad knee or a bad shoulder, there's modifications that can be done so they could still participate and not cause any injury to any part of their body.
Lifelong improvements through Fitness Together or LIFT from Penn State Extension. Tell us how to get more information, please.
Okay. We do have our extension website. If you go to extension.psu.edu, and if you put the / lift in, it'll take you right to our page. The best way I do, sometimes I can't find stuff, I just Google lift at Penn State Extension, and it shows up. We also have a toll-free number, 877-345-0691. They can give you information on where the class is located and help you register. And again, if you have any questions, particular questions about the class, they will put you in touch with an extension educator like myself who can answer more in-depth questions before you commit to register for the class.
Well, Lori, thank you so much for the information and the presentation. Much appreciated. Thanks for all you're doing. I know you're all over the place up there doing this teaching, not just talking, but teaching. And so we know you're there in the front row. Thank you so much, Lori. Thanks for calling in.
And thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. That is Lori Weinreb Welch. She is a food, family, and health educator with the food, family, and health team at Penn State Extension in Lycoming and Clinton County. extension.psu.edu/lift or call 877-345-0691. That's 877-345-0691.